earnest, hard-working fella, but he's sick with a leukemia, I believe they call it.
Leukemia?
Yeah.
What's that, sir?
It's some lung trouble just finally, I think, kills you, you know. But he still goes around and feeds a few cows he has in the wintertime, and can still drive and go to town, but he could just be play out at any time, I guess, you know. And of course, that's bad. And this other one, her husband was drowned in the edge of New Mexico there on what they said, Red Bluff Lake, you know. And there's two little fellas, two children, and his daddy had a drilling outfit rig at the drill for water or anything, you know. But it's an outfit that run with a cable and a heavy iron that just pound up and down, you know. And they thought it ought to be, could make a test better here in Walker County with it than the rotary rig, you know, that bored. And so they come down and drill down below where we live at Clarence Prairie away. And of course, they didn't find any oil, but was there a long time, and the soil, I think, at the top, you know, would cave in and didn't do good like it would with the rotor. But anyhow, this boy had come up sometimes to Sunday school and any kind of little party around and seen this girl, and he wanted to come to the house. And did, and he's just as nice a fellow as he could be, you know. And finally he asked us to marry the girl, but we didn't want to do that, you know, naturally, because she just started to go to the college up there. And I guess the parents, you know, that was just natural, but a neighbor there, a friend, told her, said, just better let her tell him that you'll consent to it if he'll take good care of her. He did, and he did, you know, but he made pretty good money, you know, while the rig was here or something, and then move off, and it wouldn't do nothing for a while, maybe, you know, but to spend it all. Just done fine, and he was a good fellow, and he'd bring her back sometimes and always trying to do something for us. And I think he was as good to her as he can be. But there's a drilling a well there somewhere close to Asia, maybe in New Mexico. I think they lived at Artesia or something. It just maybe across the line, and it was in March. You know, we have some high gale sometimes, and they went out in a boat there to fish in what they call a Red Bluff Lake or something. And a gale struck and the capsized the boats, and he didn't get out. Well, naturally, you know, she come back down here to live with us and with these two little fellows. And this boy that she married had been sent down here, that is, he's in the army, and